Hello. So I will be doing the next part of the 50 questions that can change your life. In the previous one, I answered 1 through 15. So I will start at 16 because, you know, that makes sense. 16. How come the things that make you happy don't make everyone happy? That's a silly question. Everyone's different. And yeah, pretty sure that's the only thing that is needed, is that we're all different and we have the different things that we like. 17. What one thing have you not done that you really want to do? What's holding you back? Be a mom. And money. people say money doesn't buy happiness, which for the most part is sort of true, but it gets you to certain places to be happy. I am not going to bring a child into this world until I can financially support it. If I don't have enough money, then that's never going to happen, which is sad, but so be it. 17. That's a lie. 18. Are you holding on to something you need to let go of? Oh my god, so much. I have a whole bunch of anger towards a whole bunch of people, and it's really sad. But I don't let go of things very easily. I hold on to stuff, especially when it's related to anger. So yeah, I'm holding on to a lot of things that I do need to let go. And I know that you can't change the past, you can only change the future, but nah, whatever. 19. If you had to move to a state or country besides the one you currently live in, where would you move and why? I've answered this question multiple different times in different ways. I think the most logical one as of now would be either Washington or Oregon, because I love rain. I'm a big rain fan, and the standard of living is higher up there, but you get paid more. And husband boy has actually had good experiences in that region. So honestly, probably Oregon over Washington. But yeah, that's where I would want to go, because it sounds, if I had to leave, because I love Colorado, Colorado is the jam, but if I had to go, it would probably be Oregon. Out of the states, it would probably be Prague. I've been there, I love it there, the people are lovely, the food is amazing, it's just a really wonderful culture that's beautiful, and I love it. 20. Do you push the elevator button more than once? Do you really believe it makes the elevator faster? Yes, I push the button more than once if I'm... Well, it kind of depends on who I'm with. Because if I'm in front of other people that I don't know, then I only push it once. But if I'm in front of people I do know, then I push it more than once. Okay. People don't know, don't push more than once. People I do know do push more than once, because I'm being obnoxious, and what's wrong with that? 21. How would you rather be a worried... would you rather be a worried genius or a joyful simpleton? I think currently I'm a worried simpleton. So let's go with the joyful simpleton. Some people would say that I'm a genius. And, you know, in some cases, I have my moments where I'm like, wow, I even surprised myself. But it's so much easier when you don't have to think about things. So I think I'd much rather be a joyful simpleton. 22. Why are you you? Really? You're going to put that in the middle of these and expect to, like, get answers reasonably? I am me because of conditioning of our society, because my parents were fucked up assholes that I do love, that did do some nice things, along with my family, and I don't know why I'm me. That's like a 20-page paper, bro. Seriously. No. 23. Have you been the kind of friend you want as a friend? Generally, yes, I have. I want people to be honest with me, and the type of honesty that I want is very hard to come by, which is why I don't have some friends, because I was honest. And people say, oh, well, I want you to be honest with me. A lot of people don't mean that. They want you to sugarcoat stuff. Like, they want the truth, but they don't want it as hard as it can be. And generally, I'll say, okay, you want the truth? And they say, yes. And I'm like, okay, are you sure? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, okay, I warned you. So, generally, I am what I want in others. 24, which is worse, when a good friend moves away, or losing touch with a good friend who lives right near you? I would have to say losing touch with a good friend who lives right near you, because it's sad. It's something is so close, and yet you can't put in the effort to go that extra, to just go down the street or make a couple of blocks. So I would say that one is much worse. 25, what are you most grateful for? I am most grateful for my husband, because, which you might hear stuff like this a lot from me. I'm very grateful and thankful for him, because he has always been there for me. Through all of our shit, through our weird fights that aren't fights, because we don't really fight, we have discussions. Serious discussions, unpleasant discussions, but I wouldn't be here. I don't know if I would be here without him or not. I would definitely be a different person without him. And I know that he loves me now, and he loved me when we first started, and he will continue to love me, and there's not really much more that I can ask for than that. 26, would you rather lose all of your old memories, or never be able to make new ones? I think I would rather... Okay, so in answering this question, I want to be selfish and say I would, you know what? I would rather not be able to make new ones. Because if you don't have your old memories, your personality isn't there. You don't have a personality. You're like a blank slate, and you'd have to start all over, and that would be extremely painful to everyone else around you if you didn't know them. So I would much rather do like a 50 first dates kind of thing where I would have to effectively fall in love with people again and again and again. And that's kind of selfish, because they're doing the work of saying, no, we know each other. This is what we know of each other, and then I'm forced to believe it. So, of course, it'd be stressful on me. But I would rather have that be stressful than not have my past. Because my past is a very, very important part of who I am. 27. Is it possible to know the truth without challenging it first? Yes, I believe that it is possible. But your belief within that wouldn't be as much. Your convictions behind it, your how much faith you put in that. So I can know that 1 + 1 = 2, but until I do that math, I'm not going to believe as much as that's there. And this can work for God, this can work for, it's like people who are in school. Okay, people who go through school and they're training, you can tell them and they can recite back exactly what they're supposed to do, like in an operation or anything, but they're not going to know it until, like, they're not going to feel comfortable until they do it. They know how to do it, but they're not going to have that experience behind it to be able to put their heart into it. And at that, I am going to pause for the next questions because it's lunchtime and I'm hungry. And I love food. So, bye.